Letters to America Number 12, January 6, 2024. In the annals of human history, the COVID-19 pandemic we all faced in 2020 will undoubtedly be remembered as one of the most challenging and intricate IQ tests ever encountered by the world. This virus, with its uncanny ability to adapt and mutate, seems almost sentient in its cunning. It possesses a relentless intelligence, a merciless awareness that transcends human comprehension. It even knew when individuals were standing ordering a drink at their favorite local compromised communist Marxist extension of the draconian brainwashing Starbucks. It somehow defied our attempts at control and forced us to reckon with our vulnerability in the face of the unknown. This virus, an invisible and relentless force, somehow defied the boundaries of human comprehension, seemingly endowed with an eerie sentience. It weaved its way through our lives, impacting literally every area of our lives, indifferent to the fabric of our society. Whether we don the mask of protection or expose our vulnerability, it discerned our choices with a chilling precision. It denied us the simple pleasures of sun-soaked beaches, casting shadows over cherished moments of connection. Yet, paradoxically, it seemed to turn a blind eye to the sprawling extensions of power, where the puppet strings of manipulation were pulled by the unseen hands of corporate giants. In its enigmatic dance with humanity, this virus not only revealed our fragility but also exposes the intricate interplay between science, politics, and the pervasive influence of those who shape our world. In 2020 and even 2021, you noticed that many corporations and stores put signage regarding the mandates or 6 feet policies. The veracity of this has been echoing through the minds of many, a disconcerting realization that our personal freedoms and health decisions seem to have been gradually ceded to corporations and governments alike. During this pandemic, the ubiquitous signage regarding mandates or 6 feet policies serves as a powerful reminder of the shifting landscape we found ourselves in. It should cause us to reflect upon the delicate balance between public health and personal autonomy. We must never forget that while collective well-being is undeniably crucial, it should never come at the expense of individual sovereignty. The boundary between government and personal choices blurred during this pandemic, as it prompted us to ponder when, and why, these lines became so indistinct. As we navigated these uncharted waters, we were challenged to reassert our rights, maintaining vigilance and reflection, to ensure that our future was marked by a harmonious coexistence of societal health and personal liberties. And if you don't believe that COVID was a planned event by the global elite deep state, then let me remind you about Event 201 in accordance to Agenda 21. How the Great Reset ideology pitched its tent in the new normal camp, perspective. If you are World Economic Forum WEF founder Klaus Schwab, you attempt to sell your vision of a global utopia via a great reset of the world order in 3 simple steps. First, they announced their intention to revamp every aspect of society with global governance, and keep repeating that message. Second, when their message wasn't getting through, they simulated fake pandemic scenarios that showed why the world needed a great reset. And third, if the fake pandemic scenarios were not persuasive enough, which they were not, they waited a couple of months and caused a planned global crisis to occur, and repeat step one. It took Schwab and the Davos elite about 6 years to watch their Great Reset ideology grow from a tiny Swiss seed in 2014 to a European superflower pollinating the entire globe in 2020. The so-called Great Reset promised to build a more secure, more equal, and more stable world if everyone on the planet agreed to act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. But it wouldn't have been possible to contemplate materializing such an all-encompassing plan for a new world order without a global crisis, be it manufactured or of unfortunate happenstance, that shocked society to its core. In May of 2018, the WEF partnered with Johns Hopkins to simulate a fictitious pandemic, dubbed Clade X, to see how prepared the world be if ever faced with such a crisis. A little over a year later, the WEF once again teamed up with Johns Hopkins, along with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to stage another pandemic exercise called Event 201 in October 2019. The Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise on October 18, 2019, in New York, New York. The exercise illustrated areas where public-private partnerships will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and societal consequences. About the Event 201 exercise. Event 201 was a 3.5-hour pandemic tabletop exercise that simulated a series of dramatic, scenario-based facilitated discussions, confronting difficult, true-to-life dilemmas associated with response to a hypothetical, but scientifically plausible, pandemic. 15 global business, government, and public health leaders were players in the simulation exercise that highlighted unresolved real-world policy and economic issues that could be solved with sufficient political will, financial investment, and attention now and in the future. The exercise consisted of pre-recorded news broadcasts, live staff briefings, and moderated discussions on specific topics. These issues were carefully designed in a compelling narrative that educated the participants and the audience. Purpose of the Event 201 exercise. In recent years, the world has seen a growing number of epidemic events, amounting to approximately 200 events annually. These events are increasing, and they are disruptive to health, economies, and society. Managing these events already strains global capacity, even absent a pandemic threat. Experts agree that it is only a matter of time before one of these epidemics becomes global, a pandemic with potentially catastrophic consequences. A severe pandemic, which becomes Event 201, would require reliable cooperation among several industries, national governments, and key international institutions. Recent economic studies show that pandemics will be the cause of an average annual economic loss of 0.7% of global GDP, or $570 billion. The players' responses to the scenario illuminated the need for cooperation among industry, national governments, key international institutions, and civil society to avoid the catastrophic consequences that could arise from a large-scale pandemic. Similar to the center's three previous exercises, Clade X, Dark Winter, and Atlantic Storm, Event 201 aimed to educate senior leaders at the highest level of U.S. and international governments and leaders in global industries. It is also a tool to inform members of the policy and preparedness communities and the general public. This is distinct from many other forms of simulation exercises that test protocols or technical policies of a specific organization. Exercises similar to Event 201 are a particularly effective way to help policymakers gain a fuller understanding of the urgent challenges they could face in a dynamic, real-world crisis. Both simulations concluded that the world wasn't prepared for a global pandemic. In a few short months following the conclusion of Event 201, which specifically simulated a coronavirus outbreak, the World Health Organization, who officially declared that the coronavirus had reached pandemic status on March 11, 2020. Since then, just about every scenario covered in the Clade X and Event 201 simulations has come into play, including governments implementing lockdowns worldwide, the collapse of many industries, growing mistrust between governments and citizens, a greater adoption of biometric surveillance technologies, social media censorship in the name of combating misinformation, the desire to flood communication channels with authoritative sources, a global lack of personal protective equipment, the breakdown of international supply chains, mass unemployment, rioting in the streets, and a whole lot more. After the nightmare scenarios had fully materialized by mid-2020, the WEF founder declared now is the time for a great reset in June of this year. Was it excellent forecasting, planning, and modeling on the part of the WEF and partners that Clade X and Event 201 turned out to be so prophetic, or was there something more to it? Below is a condensed timeline of events that tracks the Great Reset agenda that went from just a hope in 2014 to a globalist ideology touted by royalty, the media, and heads of state the world over in 2020. 2014 to 2017, Klaus Schwab calls for Great Reset and WEF repeats message ahead of the 2014 WEF meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Schwab announced that he hoped the WEF would push the reset button on the global economy. The WEF would go on to repeat that message for years. Between 2014 and 2017, the WEF called to reshape, restart, reboot, and reset the global order every single year, each aimed at solving various crises. 2014, WEF publishes meeting agenda entitled The Reshaping of the World, Consequences for Society, Politics, and Business. 2015, WEF publishes article in collaboration with Vox EU called We Need to Press Restart on the Global Economy. 2016, WEF holds panel called How to Reboot the Global Economy. 2017, WEF publishes article saying our world needs a reset in how we operate. Then in 2018, the Davos elites turn their heads towards simulating fake pandemic scenarios to see how prepared the world would be in the face of a different crisis. 2018 to 2019, WEF, Johns Hopkins and Gates Foundation simulate fake pandemics on May 15, 2018. Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security hosted the ClADE-X pandemic exercise in partnership with the WEF. The ClADE-X exercise included mock video footage of actors giving scripted news reports about a fake pandemic scenario. The ClADE-X event also included discussion panels with real policymakers who assessed that governments and industry were not adequately prepared for the fictitious global pandemic. In the end, the outcome was tragic, the most catastrophic pandemic in history with hundreds of millions of deaths, economic collapse, and societal upheaval, according to a WEF report on ClADE-X. In this turbulent era in January of 2024, where the very fabric of society seems to be strained, it is imperative that we recognize the gravity of the situation and unite in the spirit of resilience and cooperation, transcending the divisions that have plagued us. Only by coming together as a global community can we conquer this formidable adversary once and for all and emerge stronger, wiser, and more united than ever before. In American history, moments arise when the call to action transcends partisanship and ideology, uniting the nation's people in a common purpose. The notion of fighting back and standing one's ground takes on profound significance, especially in the context of Executive Order 13818, issued during President Trump's tenure as the 19th President of the United States of America. Regardless of one's political stance, it underscores the collective commitment to safeguarding the innocent and vulnerable from heinous crimes. Such moments remind us that in the face of adversity, we must summon the courage to confront difficult truths and work together towards a brighter, more just future. This chapter in American history challenges us to uphold the principles of liberty, integrity, unity, and justice that lie at the heart of our nation's character. And never forget, the real virus were pedophiles and the U.S. military was the vaccine.